Marathon campaigning across the nation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Candidates in midterms wasting no time in this final weekend to gain support before voters head to the polls Tuesday. In Pennsylvania, the tight Senate race between Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz and Democratic nominee John Fetterman bringing out the political big guns. President Biden and former President Obama are holding a rally in Philadelphia. Earlier, Mr. Obama was in Pittsburgh.
If you have a ballot in your hand, get it to a Dropbox or your county clerk's office as soon as possible before 8 p.m. on Election Day.
Former President Trump also has a rally in Pennsylvania this evening to support Republican candidates. New York has a tight race between Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin and Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who got support today from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He talked about the president's student loan forgiveness plan.
We've got the president to reduce student debt by $20,000 a year. And we're going to keep working to go further.
The St. Louis Appeals Court has put the plan on hold while it considers a lawsuit from six Republican-led states. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis holding a rally in Oviedo and talked about President Biden's support for Democratic candidates in his state.
People were asking me, like, you know, he's coming down to campaign with Democrats against you. And I said, hallelujah. Thank you.
His opponent is former Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist, who spoke with Fox's Neil Cavuto and blamed DeSantis for rising insurance rates.
Probably the more severe economic issue right now in Florida is property insurance. We're the highest in the nation. The governor hasn't done anything to address it.
DeSantis has been polling strongly against Crist. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Storms and tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and into Arkansas Friday, killing at least one person and injuring dozens more. Ryan Jewell is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
One particular tornadic supercell that went, it was close to Paris, Texas, and went northeastward into southeast Oklahoma near a town called Idabel.
The storms left dozens of homes or businesses damaged or destroyed, including 50 homes in Lamar County, Texas. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has rejected another challenge to President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
It's the second time Justice Amy Coney Barrett has turned away an emergency appeal seeking to block President Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in student loan debt. Without comment and without referring the petition to the full court, Barrett turned away the appeal from two Indiana borrowers who say the program will create tax issues. Last month, Barrett dismissed a petition from a Wisconsin taxpayer group. Still, the debt cancellation program is not yet implemented. A St. Louis-based appeals court has put the plan on hold as it considers a lawsuit filed by six Republican-led states. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
An ex-New York City cop is convicted of murder and the freezing death of his 8-year-old son. Fox's Chris DeMeo reports.
Michael Vava was found guilty of 4 counts of child endangerment and faces a maximum of 25 years to life. The verdict on Friday coming on the first day of deliberations after a month's worth of testimony. A medical examiner ruled Thomas Valva's death a homicide and found that hypothermia was a major contributing factor. Thomas Valva died the day after sleeping in the garage of the family's Long Island home that dropped under 20 degrees in January of 2020. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.